Right. So I showed these equations that I calculated the thermodynamic properties of intrinsic semiconductors in 1, 2, and 3 dimensions. And there are these terrible long equations that come out. What you need to know from this table is really the left column. And it's what we learned basically all semester. The internal energy is the integral of the energy times the density of states times the Fermi function integrated over all energies. And in this case, what I did to calculate the internal energy was I say that the internal energy is whatever it is at U equals zero, at T equals zero, at zero temperature. And what it will be at zero temperature is the valence band is completely full and the conduction band is completely empty. Plus a term, a temperature-dependent term. And this term, what I do is I look at the concentration of holes in the top of the valence band and electrons in the bottom of the conduction band. I subtract from the T equals zero energy for every hole in the top of the valence band because they're not there anymore. And I add for every electron in the conduction band, I add the energies for all the electrons in the conduction band. And that gives me the internal energy as a function of temperature. And what you see is that it's a function of the band gap. It depends exponentially on the band gap. So if the temperature, KBT, these thermal energies, gets on the order of the band gap, then it's going to have a significant contribution. But if the band gap is much bigger than the KBT, then this exponential term will kill the contribution to the internal energy, and that kind of exponential function keeps appearing all over the place here. So the electrons won't contribute significantly to the thermodynamic properties of materials if the thermal energies are small compared to the band gap. And then you see that the parameters that are used everywhere are these effective masses and the band gap, and that's the only thing. So the effective masses are telling us what the dispersion relationship looks like at the top of the valence band, and the dispersion relationship looks like at the bottom of the conduction band. We need to know the band gap there in between. It also tells us the shape of the densities of states right at the bottom of the conduction band and right at the top of the valence band. And those are the things that are needed to be able to calculate these properties.